one, please. Fire medical.
It's a gunshot.
It's going to be at the peak stand?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen anything? Do you have any information?
There are two gentlemen here who work at the peach stand who say someone just came running in yelling that there's a guy across the street shooting people.
Do you know of anyone that's injured?
Do we know of anyone that's injured? Somebody came in the store saying a gentleman shot a girl.
And did anybody see the two males across the street that were shooting?
Did one of you see the guy shooting? One of the gentlemen here saw the guy shooting.
Okay, can you put him on the phone?
Yeah, here.
Hello?
Sir, can you give me any description of the man that you saw?
Yes, dark shirt.
Is he black, white, Hispanic?
He's white. I mean...
Take a deep breath for me. Tell me anything that you saw.
I was standing in the butcher shop. I'm a butcher. I was looking out to the left where the drink coolers are. And I just seen him looking in one direction. I heard the shot, and I looked up, and I just seen him with his arm out, and he was just firing it off 5-6 times. He was firing it toward where he was standing at. If I was standing exactly where he was standing, he would almost be looking toward the left door up here.
So he was firing toward the store, and he was directly across the street from the peach stand?
No, he was in the peach stand. I was in the butcher shop, and this guy is... He's standing in front of the drink cooler, just shooting his gun off.
So he was in front of the drink cooler. Is that inside or outside the store?
Inside the store. And he said a guy that's up here in like a lawn care shirt ran out and said that the guy shot a lady.
And you said that you work in the meat department there? You're a butcher?
Yes, ma'am. I was talking to a black lady selling steaks.
What is your name, sir?
Justin James.
Where is this person at now?
I guess he's in the building. I got as far away from that place as I possibly could. I'm out in the back parking lot.
So you ran out the back? Is there a back door? Is that how you left?
Yes. Me and my buddy, Adam.
Okay. Can you describe what he was wearing? Can you tell me anything about him?
He wasn't wearing anything that anybody else was in the store at the time. Like, there was, like, people together and stuff
like
that.
Okay, did he have on a hat? Did you notice if he had on jeans or a jacket or a hoodie or anything?
I couldn't see him because of the stuff in the middle of the aisle.
Did he look older, younger, a beard, anything you can remember at all, Justin?
30 to 40 years old, dark-colored hair, probably it's, you know, around his forehead, not real long hair. He's got, like, a scruffy beard. It looked darker near his chin than the top, like he doesn't grow good. And I just seen him standing there. He just started firing. It was crazy. And I was helping a lady. I don't even know if she's okay or not.
Have you seen him come back out of the building?
I have not. I ran out the back, and I hid behind the things in the back because I have a 2-year-old daughter, and I'm not dying.
No, I want you to be safe. I just want to know any information you can give me. The lady that was on the phone that handed you her phone, she said that you saw two males?
No, just one.
Okay. All right, honey. You stay back there and you stay safe. We've got everybody coming to you, okay?
Yeah, there's like...
If you see him, you call back and you update me and let me know anything, okay?
Right.
If you can give me any further information.
Right.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, okay.